This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
So verse 7, we did this last week. We finished up on verse 7. Rooted and built up, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. So rooted and built up. And this is a believer. Remember, he's dealing with false teachers, false messages, false doctrines, and people learning to discern the good from the evil, learning to discern what's right and what's wrong, and the importance of being rooted, foundationally rooted in what you believe, knowing what you believe, Bible study. Knowing your Bible, knowing what's right, knowing what's wrong. And that is vitally important. 1 Peter 2:2, Peter said that you would desire the sincere milk of the Word, the foundational principles of the Bible, so that you may, that which would perpetuate your growth in grace. Learning the Word of God. Learning the Word of God. Now, milk, on the other hand, over in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 13 and 14, milk, on the other hand, the apostle there uses it a little bit differently. He's talking about milk in the sense that a young child takes milk. They simply receive what's given them. A person that uses milk is somebody who receives what's given them, and the contrast is strong meat, which must be chewed. Most of us chew our food. Unless we're in a hurry, we just swallow it. But chewing our food is very important. And chewing is what you do with strong meat. Milk, you don't have to chew. Nobody chews their milk, I don't think. Nobody chews their milk. You chew the strong meat. So when you're receiving milk, you're just receiving it. And the problem with receiving false doctrine is there are those who are very naive and they just receive whatever they hear. They turn on their TV or their radio or their Christian televangelist or whatever they're listening to, or whatever comes out is what they receive. There's no scrutinizing of it. There's no clarifying whether what they're hearing is right or wrong. They're just receiving everything. They're receiving it like a baby would receive milk. Just swallow it. Swallow it whole. And that's why you have out there in Christendom, you have people who believe crazy things. You have people who moo like cows and cluck like chickens and think that's worshiping God because somebody told them that. And they just swallowed it. They just swallowed it. You could tell them that sucking lollipops will get you closer to God. They would suck on lollipops because they have no scrutinization of what they're hearing. They just swallow it. They just believe it because some guy in a sparkle suit who's on TV told them it's true. And my sparkle suit's in the cleaners, but they just believe these things. They believe whatever they hear, whatever the prophecy teacher says, whatever this guy says or that guy says, and they buy it. They swallow it like a baby does its milk. There's no chewing on it. There's no scrutinizing it. There's no examining it to see if it measures up with what you've learned foundationally as the basis of your faith. And so they buy into anything. And you've got some pretty, you would think, intelligent people, college graduates and professional people, who you would think are very smart individuals, and yet they still buy into craziness and silliness. We had one guy blowing whistles. He was selling whistles in the lobby. He's blowing whistles to chase the demons out of the church. And, you've got people with You got people who are professional people, who are well-educated people running around with a whistle in their mouth, blowing the demons out of the church because they were told that by the guy with the sparkle suit. And it's just because they swallow anything. There's no discernment. There's no scrutinizing of it. So the apostle here wants the Christians who are being bombarded now with all kinds of false doctrines, from the mysticism side to the occult side to the legalistic side with the Judaizers and so forth, he wants them to have discernment. He wants them to be rooted in what they know, rooted in it, have foundational truths so that when you hear stupidness, you know it. You see, right in your mind, immediately you think, that's stupid. I'm not buying that. That's ridiculous. And because you know, because you have a foundation. Without that foundation, people who are very intelligent with high IQ swallow things that are ridiculous. But they do it. So that's Hebrews 5, 13, and 14. Milk users, they swallow everything, but those who are of strong meat, they chew it. Think it over. They mull it over. They chew on it. They compare it. They have spiritual reasoning going on. And they scrutinize what they have just heard based upon their own personal doctrinal framework, what they've learned, what they've been taught. And if they have been taught the finished work of Christ, which we hope, you know, we would hope that everyone would, but if they were taught the finished work of Christ, that will be the criteria for their examination. Is that finished work? Does that correlate with what I've learned about the finished work of Christ? Does that line up with it, or is that off the wall? And so the finished work becomes a very important part of the person's foundation. If he doesn't know the finished work, then unfortunately he gets the name Mr. Tumbleweed because he ends up being blown around by every wind of doctrine. And nobody wants to be called Mr. Tumbleweed. But you get blown around by every wind of doctrine, and you go from one work scheme to the next work scheme, all of them promising some advantage or some way of getting closer to God or some way of getting up on God where everybody else doesn't. Somehow God will answer you. He'll deal with you better. He'll move on your behalf if you do this, this, and this. And they go from scheme to scheme. And it's all a works program, and people get into that because they're not well-founded on the finished work of Christ. Because once you're well-founded on the finished work of Christ, then you have that finished work discernment going on, and you're rooted in it, and then you're perpetually refreshed in it, built up. You're rooted first, and then you continually hear it over the years, the same message over and over again, maybe presented in different ways, depending on how creative your preacher is, or you just hear it repetitiously, but you're going to hear it over and over again so that you remain built up in the same truths that you first received and then those truths that you're planted in, and you're built up in it and refreshed in it so that you don't forget it. It stays as your frame of reference so that when you hear something coming in from your TV set, your radio, some other preacher, some other church service, or wherever you're getting it from, immediately you chew on it and you scrutinize it. And then you swallow it if it fits into your framework, to your biblical finished work framework. If you like it and it blesses you because it fits into that framework of the finished work, then you swallow what you're chewing. But if you don't like it, you know what you do with what you're chewing. You spit it out, and you don't receive it. And you reject it because it's not finished work. So we're rooted in it, we're built up in it, and notice it says that we're rooted and built up in Him, H-I-M, with the big capital H. It's not in a particular denominational philosophy or a doctrinal statement. It is in Him. He is the centerpiece. He is the centrality of the message. If it's the finished work message, then Christ is the centerpiece of that message. What He accomplished, who He is, and what He accomplished. becomes the centerpiece of it. And then what the Holy Spirit is going to do in us as we continue to look to Him. What the Holy Spirit will do in us. Not what we must do for God, and not how we're going to do this, that, and the other thing, and make changes in our life, and not, that's not a finished work message. We're going to continue with Him. We're going to abide in that vine and let God do a work in our lives. We're going to cooperate with it, but we're not going to strive and push towards it because somebody says that because they put some kind of a trip on us that makes us feel somehow second or third class as a Christian because we're not living up to something. So it's not ourselves that's the centrality. It's not a message that makes me look at me and measure me constantly. It's a message that keeps my eyes fixed on Him and looking at Him as the solution for every single problem or situation or shortcoming that I might have in my life. So we want to be rooted and built up in that so that we have discernment. Verse 80 says, beware. Beware lest anyone cheat, or actually the word is to capture you. It's still a military term. Beware lest you become captured, a captive, through the philosophy and empty deceit. Philosophy is the love of wisdom. But it's, So it's beware lest anyone capture you, the believer who's... finds himself living in false doctrine and false teaching, more times than not has been captured from the truth. Most people in cults who are in the cults that you know well about, most people in cults got their start in Christianity. And then somebody came along and gave them a philosophy, a different perspective, a different thing, and captured them out of Christianity. Most of your most famous cult leaders started off in Bible-believing churches, and then they got weird. So they get captured through a philosophy, through an empty deceit, according to the traditions of men, according to the basic principles of the world, according to the way the world thinks logically, and not according to Christ. So people get captured. So we are to stand guard against a message that might be aimed at us to capture us, to take us away from the simplicity that we find in Christ, believing in Him and Him only. And there is a message that's coming in that brings in complications, and it requires something from us in order to gain an advantage with God. It requires that we must do something in order to get closer to God. And when it does that, that means there are those of us who are getting closer and those who are not getting closer, so now we're on different levels. And once we're on different levels, then there's competition, then there's judgmentalism, and all kinds of other things are brought into the congregation. So that message is poison to us.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Free Spirit Worship Center, under the pastoral leadership of Pastors Ronnie and Glenise Glover, located at 364 Swain Boulevard, Green Acres, Florida.